1996 Formula One World Champion. As I mentioned, we'll be commentating for the network, Network 10 this weekend for the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. Damon Hill. Damon, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys too. Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great to have you on our show. And just the Australian Grand Prix itself, what's unique about it? What are the drivers like or even dislike about it?
Oh, God, I don't know if there's anything they don't like about it. I mean, they might moan a little bit about some of the layout of the circuit that's more difficult to overtake or something, but I think, generally speaking, people just absolutely love coming here. We used to come at the end of the season, so it was a real holiday way to end the championship, long, hard season, and it ended in Adelaide, but then they changed it to Stark in Melbourne. And we've learned all about Melbourne, so we're working our way around the country, but I think we're here for a bit, so I know you're in Sydney, aren't you? But we're not coming to Sydney just yet, as far as I know.
Damon, what are conditions like over the weekend? What can we expect weather-wise and circuit-wise?
Okay, so I've got my weather map app, and it's telling me, at the moment it's not raining, but it's been chilly, and it has been wet yesterday. And typical Melbourne, it does change a lot. But
yeah.
I think there's a system coming. So I think Saturday could be wet, which would be good because qualifying will be treacherous and will shuffle the order a little bit. But Sunday looks like it's going to be sunny. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge for them all.
Well, Damon, we're very parochial here in Australia and we've got our own Oscar Piastri driving. Can you tell us a little bit about him and how do you think he'll handle the extra pressure of being his first drive on home soil?
Yeah, the thing is, these young guys are so well prepared. By the time they get to F1, they kind of know how to deal. They know the job. They know what they're there to do. And he looks extremely relaxed. I did the Jeddah Grand Prix in Saudi Arabia, and I was watching him quite closely. And he seemed very together and comfortable with everything. And that's really a good sign because the information they have to take on board is huge. So they're pretty stressed work-wise, but he looked pretty relaxed and he drove well. So off to a very good start. He's got a good mentor in Mark Webber who's looking after him, so another Australian. And he's going to get a lot of attention. And I just hope he laps it up and doesn't feel the pressure too much or of expectation. But I know he'll want to really deliver here.
Can anyone stop Red Bull? And why are they so dominant, Damon?
Yeah, they've got this guy called Adrian Newey. Now, he doesn't... He goes great lengths to say he's not all his work, and they have an amazing team of designers in there. But they're able to see through regulation changes, it seems, better than other teams. They see loopholes, they see opportunities. And they just design the most incredibly beautifully effective cars, and it's been getting better. The start of the new regulations was last year, and now it's the second iteration of it, but it's just got better, and it's the rest of the teams, all they can do is look at what they're doing and try and work out if they can catch them, because it's going to be difficult now.
Yeah, just on the other side of it then, Damon, has there been a team or a driver that's disappointed you so far this season?
Yeah, I think that it has to be the Mercedes team have not really made a step forward in the way that they had hoped and the way we hoped. So, and Ferrari, in some senses as well, have not really done the same either. So the guys you'd expect to bring the challenge to Red Bull and actually be up there changing the order at the sharp end, they've not managed to do it. But the opposite is true of Aston Martin, who kind of outperformed. They've performed out of skin, and it's really exciting to watch this guy, Fernando Alonso, who's 41, still hungry as ever. He's such a cunning old fox, and he's quick and determined and still ultra-competitive. So it's been brilliant to see this new team arrive on the scene and shake up the order of it.
Damon, can I ask, where do you see Daniel Ricciardo's F1 career? Do you ever see him coming back?
I think it's going to be hard to get back in. That's the truth of it. We've seen people like Nico Hülkenberg leave the sport and then come back and be what he used to be called super sub, because he would be called up whenever they needed a driver to come in. And now he's got a full-time driver at the beginning in Formula One with Haas. So, it's not impossible, And as long as Daniel positions himself in the right way, but they've got young drivers also in the lineup that are probably in ahead of him, so he's not the official reserve driver as far as I know. So it's difficult for Daniel. I wouldn't write him off just yet. I think he's still got potential.
We're speaking with 1996 Formula One world champion Damon Hill. And Damon, coming back to Australia, I've got to ask you about your memories here driving. Great memories in 95 and 96, winning, I think it was the last Grand Prix in Adelaide, the first one in Melbourne. But I've got to ask you about 94 in Adelaide. Going into that final race, yourself and the great Michael Schumacher, who led you by 1 point in the championship. And what you both crashed out, which handed Schumacher the title. Sorry to bring it up, of course, but what are your memories of that day?
Well, I can remember it pretty clearly, but I'm always being reminded of it. So it's something that it's like having a flashback. So, yeah, it's of great interest because it was so controversial. And although I lost the championship, I was awarded Sports Personality of the Year, which is a uniquely British thing to award someone who lost an award in sport. So it wasn't all bad, but people were outraged. It was very like Abu Dhabi. So when we had Abu Dhabi with Max and Lewis a couple of years back, people were not happy with the way that ended. People were furious, actually, you know. And I got a sense of what it might have been like for me because I was in the thick of it. But I got some great advice from Barry Sheen when I was down there in 94. He just watched it all unfolding, and after the race, he came up to me and just said, "Don't see nothing." And so I didn't say anything, and I'm sticking to my line.
You really did compete in, I think a lot of us still think, is the golden age of the sport. Alain Prost, obviously, Ayrton Senna, Schumacher, etc. Who, in your opinion, was the best driver, the greatest talent from that golden age?
From that particular golden age? My hero was Nigel Mansell. Mm. And the reason, maybe it was because he was British, but for me, he was an entertainer. And he was every bit as quick as, you know, Senna and Prost and PK. And he was drama as well. I mean, you know, some people thought he handed up a bit too much, but, you know, God, we loved him. You know, because he was just so much fun to watch and so brave. Phenomenal driver. And because he's British in Britain, they kind of, I think there was a little bit of snobbery against him, really. I think it was sort of inverted snobbery, and they kind of, you know, just people didn't give him the credit that he should have got, because Williams did. Williams understood how fast he was, and Patrick Head and Frank Williams, they loved him. They thought he got everything out of their cars, and that's what teams want. So, yeah, put mark to Nigel.
All right, yeah, legend of the sport, no doubt about that. We really appreciate your time this morning, Damon. Enjoy your time in Australia, and good calling there for the Grand Prix in Melbourne.
Lovely. We're all on live, I think, tomorrow, and be covering everything over the weekend on Network 10 with the team. And Alan Jones as well. I'm looking forward to chat with him.
Great stuff. Thank you. Damon Hill there, and it's on Network 10, of course, over the weekend. The Australian Formula One Grand Prix with TAB. Max Verstappen's $1.30, and his Red Bull teammate Sergio Perez, $5.50. And then you go to the Aston Martin of Fernando Alonso at $10. For the patriotic punters, well, Oscar Piastri, as you can imagine, his big odds, 300-1 to win the Grand Prix, or to finish top 10, $3 you can get to finish top 10. Maybe that's the bet.